Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell. Ah,
you ready, girl?
Jimmy,
yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love
all
through
the land.
That's right. Wake up out there. Wake up the blood cells. You're listening to Think Thursday. We're going to give you some music to reflect on and celebrate about. You know, we are sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization that has skilled advisors and consultants that can advise you and get you to your goal. We'd like to say good evening. Good night, good morning, good afternoon to all the listeners out there, wherever you're listening in from, South Korea, Canada, Japan, United Kingdom, and many, many other places. We'd like to say welcome to Think Thursday. We know and we hope that everyone enjoyed the Love Day, which is Valentine's Day, flowers, candy, food, and fun, okay? We are celebrating love over here each and every day. So each day is a love day with us. We're going to start off, and we're celebrating Black history then, now, and forever. And I heard a story today that this group was formed back in 1965, a youth group, baseball team. And they were known as the North Valley Broncos, and they were out of Pacoima, California, and they won many, many championships. They were the first Black team. We have to keep our youth moving out there. And how they got started, they were not allowed to play on the field across the street. So the fathers got together and got them going. You see what happens when we encourage our youth out there. And they don't really, really understand, but it's up to us to give us that information. And let us appreciate those before us making all things possible. Today, I'm going to mention John Lewis, Chadwick Boseman, Shirley Chisholm, Dorothy Hyatt, Barack Obama, Kamala Harris, and all of you out there, because history is being made every minute of the day. We are all here, and speaking of Black history, we have a lot of hidden treasures out there, lots of hidden treasures. Shine that jewel. Don't let them hide you no longer. I'll share a story with you. Growing up in the South, you know, I would go to museums in my later years in classes, and I see that water fountain. You know about the famous water fountain, that red colored and white, okay? Well, I was playing in the park. I played in Emancipation Park. I'm out of Houston. And I'm moving around like a little bus fly, just having fun. But I always drank out the white-only fountain because it was the cleanest one. So one day I was drinking out that fountain, and this gentleman walked up to me, and he said, little N, and you know that word, you know you're not supposed to be drinking out that fountain. I've always been defiant. I put my hands on my hip and threw my head back. I think I was about 6 or 7. I said, you know, little N's don't know how to read. No way. And I took off running. So I grew up there, but I had to leave away from there because my attitude has been of such stand up, fight back, do not retreat since I was born. So I've been a precious fruit hanging on the tree, ma'am. So I grew up there. Glad I'm from there. Got all my training there. You're going to learn there. They're going to teach you. You're going to hear those stories, okay? And that's why it is very imperative that we tell stories to our youth. They don't know anything, okay? They're looking, they're seeking, but if they haven't got those stories to lay that base down and to give them that start, they're lost out there. So it's up to us, grown folks, to take those stories and let them hear about them. Let them seek, talk to them. Things have changed, but not that much. And once you have that observation mode in your brain and you're aware, you can move on forward. That's really, really what it's all about. And before I give you this music to reflect on, we'd like to have you call in with suggestions. Yeah? We like suggestions. We welcome suggestions. Give us a call at 323-769-5879. That's 323-7 685-879. Give us your suggestions. We like opinions too, but they must be on the positive because we believe you keep it positive and we make it happen, okay? So our topic and our special person today before we put on our listening ears and sit back and relax and absorb, get rid of some of that chocolate candy, and some of you might still be out there playing in the rose petals, whatever. But we're going to give you some music to reflect on. I'm going to mention Mrs. Zora Neale Hurston. If you haven't heard about her, go get her books. She's an author. And the book, she has several out there. This particular book is called Dust Tracks on a Road, okay? And she was warm and witty, imaginative. And this is a rich book and a winning book. Her whole story is live and vivid. Told in gusty language, her story is an encouraging and enjoyable one for any member of the human race. So look up Miss Zora Neale Hurston. That's H-U-R-S as in smile, C-O-N. She was out there, and on her forward, Langston Hughes was in protest about persons out there, you know, being astonished with how others think that they can write out stories, you know. And he was in disagreement with those things. And he gave a poem in her forward. And the poem was, "You've taken my blues and gone. You sing them on Broadway." Let me flip this page over. "And you fix them so that they don't sound like me. Yes, you done taken my blues and gone. You also took my spiritual and gone. But someday, somebody will stand up and talk about me and write about me, black and beautiful, and sing about me, plays about me. I reckon it'll be me, myself. Yes, it will be me." So it's very important that we speak on our own stories. We write our own stories, and we teach the youth how important it is for them to stand up and do what they have to do. And if you're all over 50 out there, you are all Black history, okay? Always keep that in mind. So we're going to move on forward. I'm going to play you some music to reflect by. We'll be back tomorrow, find it out Friday. We'll see what Miss Tiffany, if they don't trap her in one of those meeting rooms, found out. If not, I'll give you something I found out. And we're going to set you off for your weekend. Welcome in, welcome in, welcome in. Keep your eyes open.
And oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Keeps telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. So now I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me see. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there were times I thought I wouldn't last. I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change gon' come. I said I know.
The change is already here, and I'm just going to share a few words from one of my favorite mentors when we talk about ordinary. You know, when a person is deluged, he's an ordinary human being, but when enlightened, he is called Buddha humanitarian. So we want to keep polishing and shining our jewels out there so that we can shine like the sun no matter what. When someone tells you no, you shine that jewel and make them see why they should have said yes to you. That's from one of my favorite mentors, that's Akwi Kata. It's more to it than that, but we'd be here for hours and hours and hours if I would share his enlightening information with you. But you can look him up, that's Akwi Kata, okay? That is one of my first mentors out there. So like I said, we're celebrating. We're celebrating ourselves. We're celebrating Black history then, now, and forever. And whatever we have to do out there, let it be done. I'm going to play this song. I played it last week. And this song is from the play Heated Discussions. And one of the cast members wrote this. I do not have her name. I will get it. And just take a look at this, that this play was off the chain. My favorite person, Phil Bailey, the person of Phil and them, was in that play. And that was the first time I went out the house since the pandemic. I took my disinfectant spray with me. But if you ever see the play, it's coming in again, Heated Discussions, get there very, very quickly. You will be entertain, you'll have the best, and they will also give you something to keep on your mind. I'm going to play this song. It's called What Would They Say?
What would they say?
What would our leaders of old say? Would they see the news today? The activists, the artists, the writers, would they look at us and see our pain? What would they say?
What would they say if they were here today?
What would they say?
What would they say if they could feel our pain? If they were here today? If we choose to fight, would Maya Angelou have a call to utter to help us rise up from this dark, painful gutter? What kind of stories would change forward right? And what speech could Martin Luther King preach to shed some light? Lorraine and Barry write a new play that deals with all the heartache that we're going through today. If they were here today, oh, if they could feel our pain, I wanna know if they were here today. I wanna know
what would they say
to the breaking news we see?
What would they say?
What would they say if we choose to bend the knee?
What would they say?
Not even Richard Pryor would dare to crack a joke.
What would they say
when he sees a man who was bound to cuff and choke?
What
they say?
That's right. You got to be like that mama lion. You see, a lion fears nothing, neither does her cubs, okay? And a lion, when moving, when charging, and when coming, will trample on an ant with the same force he will trample on an elephant. Keep that in mind. You got to move out like that lion and be fearless and unite, but always keep that love there. And I'm going to give you something to think about, okay?
We are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could. Oh, yeah. There can be miracles when you believe, though hope is free. It's hard to kill. Who knows what miracles you can achieve when you believe? Somehow you will. You will when you believe.
Just as Nelson Mandela made the statement, all things are impossible until they complete it. Keep moving out there. Keep marching forward.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape, so I take refuge in this place.
Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon.
Believe there is nothing you can't overcome.
If you dream, then you can do anything.
You can fly high with the strength of all your
She said she learned the hard way. Said she wanna spare the children. She said don't give a say your soul away, 'cause all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. hunger only for the truth, is all that you have is your soul. I was a pretty young girl once. I had dreams, I had high hopes. Married a man, he stole my heart away. Gave his love, but what a high price it paid. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. Why was I such a young fool? Thought I'd make history, making babies was the best I could do. Thought I made something could be mine forever. Another hard way when can't possess another. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Is all that you have is your soul.
You know you contain the power walk through the land.
We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.